Ms. John said the digital version of the vaccination card is being used for the fully vaccinated events like Nine Mornings and Nine Nights of Lights. The health promotions officer said persons can apply online for the digital vaccination card via vaccine.gov.vc or in person at the parking lot outside the Ministry of Health.
We are in this particular phase with our campaign where we are digitalizing our vaccine certificate, our vaccine cards, that should be. So for persons who have been vaccinated for a second dose, you have an opportunity to apply for your fully vaccinated certificate. And so once you've taken your vaccine, there's a process in which you go through online, you send an email to vaccine@gov.vc. And so that information would be logged with your ID card and your card as well. But for those persons who are having that difficulty doing it online or on their own, you have an opportunity to come to that parking lot there outside of the Ministry of Health and somebody will assist you. I think the team has even gone as far as having printers available to print copies for persons as well, for persons to use. It's extremely important because particularly during this festive season, the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Environment, we've been working with quite a number of stakeholders to ensure that we have complete or at least the highest level of compliance at the different areas, the different venues, the different activities. And I know a lot of persons want to enjoy this season as much as possible, but we have to do it in a very safe manner. And so these digital vaccination certificate will allow you to enter those fully vaccinated parties without having to travel with your card or even, you know, having to go through that bulky process. So once you have your vaccine certificate, we scan the barcode and your information is recorded and logged for verification in our system and you're good to go. And we're using this for a lot of our fully vaccinated events for Nine Mornings and also for Nine Nights as well.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Barbados recorded two more deaths from COVID-19 on December 9th, bringing the total number of confirmed deaths on the island to 246. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Bermuda since the outbreak now stands at 5,760. Internationally, Ghana is demanding that all adult travelers arriving in the country provide proof of full vaccination effective midnight on December 12th. Ghanaian citizens and residents abroad are exempt for up to 2 weeks, but will be required to get jabbed upon landing at the airport. The authorities say they are concerned about a surge of infections over the festive period. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.